Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NHL yesterday, Jean-Gabriel Pageau scored a tie-breaking power play goal in the third period, and Semyon Varlamov made 33 saves, leading the Islanders to a 3-2 win over the last-place Sabres. Also, the Flames blanked the Maple Leafs 3-0, the Golden Knights shut out the Avalanche 3-0, and the Kings took down the Blues 3-0. Rangers star Artemi Panarin is taking a leave of absence after a Russian tabloid printed allegations from a former coach that he attacked an 18-year-old woman in Latvia in 2011. Ex-NHL enforcer Andrei Nazarov is the source for the report after coaching Panarin in the Continental Hockey League. He says he was motivated to speak about the situation because he disagreed with Panarin's criticism of the Russian government. Panarin denied the allegations in a statement released by the Rangers. The team says it backs its star player and called the allegations, quote, an intimidation tactic, end quote. In the NBA last night, the Wizards held off the Lakers in overtime for their fifth straight win, 127-124. The Jazz drubbed the Hornets 132-110, the Bulls ripped the Rockets 120-100, and the Mavericks topped the Grizzlies 102-92 in their first game in 8 days following the winter storms in Texas. In men's college basketball, Duke downed Syracuse 85-71. In women's college basketball, Stony Brook bested UAlbany 58-46. And in Major League Baseball, spring training is here. Fernando Tatis Jr. finalized his $340 million 14-year contract with the Padres yesterday, the longest deal in baseball history. And Yankees manager Aaron Boone says ace Gerrit Cole is New York's likely starter in the season opener against Toronto on April 1st. Cole went 7-3 with a 2.84 ERA over 12 starts last year, his first with the Yankees. I'm Jesse King.